First language acquisition of onset clusters in Chilean Spanish. Analysis from optimality theory and sonority principle. Pilavida v Universidad Católica de Tnuca, Chile per correspondency. pvivar.uc.cl. Conxitalio. Universidad de Hamburgo, Alemania. Per correspondency. leo@uni-hamburg.de. Abstract. This article examines the development of complex onsets, CO, during the L1 acquisition of Spanish, Chilean variety, by 9 children, ages 1, 6 to 2, 8. The participants were interviewed at their homes, in Kenspkin, Chile, twice a month, half a year long. Data were obtained by semi-guided conversation and picture naming. The analysis of the data was done within optimality theory, OT, with the hierarchical configuration of constraints for each stage of co-development. Three stages could be identified. First stage, reduction of co to one position, usually filled by the less sonorous segment. Second stage, gliding of the second consonant of CC. And third stage, faithful production of CC. These data provide evidence in favor of certain phonological theories. The first stage favors the sonority principle of the syllable. The second stage shows that the skeleton develops earlier than the segments. And the third stage slightly favors laterals over otics. Keywords: consonant clusters, complex onsets, L1 phonological acquisition, optimality theory, constrained emotion. 1. Introduction. In the acquisition of a first language, consonant clusters constitute difficult phonological structures for the child, as exemplified by simplifications like suppression, reduction and substitution of these structures or parts of them. Although there are universal acquisition patterns, conditioned by markedness, common to different languages, the phonotactic characteristics and the frequency of appearance of segments and syllable types in each language play a crucial role in the type of simplification applied by the child. In the present study, consonant clusters are of the obstruent plus liquid type, which is the only existing type in Spanish. Cook, 2008. 36, points out that research on the specific non-target light productions by children in relation to consonant clusters, CCS, provides important evidence about the constraints operating in grammatical development. She also notes that much of the previous research on error patterns in cluster production has focused on the reduction of consonant clusters to a single consonant, for example Egnan Etzikan 1994, Goat and Rose 2004, Youngstra 2003, Leo and Prince 1996, Ahal 1999, Pater and Barlow 2003, Wiley-Smith, McLeod and Ball 2006. The reduction of CCS to a single consonant only constitutes an initial stage of language development, and should thus be studied within a larger developmental perspective. Not many descriptions of CC acquisition have focused on stages, and the existing ones are not very detailed. Templin, 1957, was the first study trying to describe these stages, and it defines acquisition norms of singleton consonants and of CCS for the English language. The author concludes that at the age of 4.075% of the participants correctly produce CCS, comprised of slash S plus stop slash S plus nasal slash obstruent plus liquid slash, except, and slash obstruent plus W slash. However, at that same age, few CCS have been acquired in final position. In a similar vein, Greenall, 1974, compared the co-production, comprised of obstruent plus liquid in 6 different languages, Sker, English, Estonian, French, Serbian and Slavonic, by 10 children. In this study, 3 stages were identified. During the first stage the liquid is deleted, while in the second stage it is substituted by a different segment. In the third stage of acquisition, Greenall observed that both positions of the co are maintained in the output, although one of them or both are still substituted by a different consonant, for example, frog fwag. Finally, children reach the correct production of the cos. Pos Asmet, 1993, investigated the error patterns in singleton consonants and CCS by 1048 native speakers of English, who were between 2 and 9 years of age. She delivers the specific percentages of error for each age and type of complex onset. For example, the author points out that between the ages of 2 and 3, 30% of the children produce a CC/BL/N block in an adult way, 15,150% produce B and less than 3% produce L. Typical errors in the production of clusters are the reduction of CC to obstruent plus glide, and the reduction to the second element of those CCS comprised of /S/ plus consonant. Especially at the stage at which the reduction of consonant clusters takes place, children usually reduce them to the less sonorous segment, regardless of the target language. This means that although children acquire different languages, they tend to reduce the same types of clusters to the same single consonant, chin, 1996, ahala, 1999, barlow, 2005, pater and barlow, 2003. It, 1999, arguably abiding by some linguistic universal. From the perspective of phonological simplification processes, CCS are targets of phonological reduction processes. Bosch, 2004, observes that syllable reduction from CCV to CV happens in 80% of the utterances produced by 3-year-olds. This percentage decreases progressively as the subjects get older, at 4 years. 43% at 5 years, 34.3% at 6 years, 24% and at 7 years, 9.1%. From a prosodic perspective, Fickett, 1994, analyses the prosodic acquisition of the syllable by 12 Dutch menlingual children. Results concerning complex onsets show that the first utterances of these structures are characterized by a maximal sonority distance between their two members. Furthermore, in the acquisition of complex onsets comprised of an obstruent and a lateral, several stages can be distinguished. Note that not all children follow the same stages. And as Fickett, 1994, p. 103, says, stages for each cluster type are not stages in real time. In stage 1 the complex onset is simplified to one single obstruent. In stage 2 the onset is simplified to a single sonorant consonant. In stage 3 the correct CC is produced. Since the early 1990s, a new theory has been introduced in all fields of phonological description, optimality theory, Prinsen-Smolensky, 1993. The central notion is a system of interacting constraints of two main types, markedness and faithfulness. All constraints, even low-ranked ones, may influence the phonology of a language. At the earliest stages of phonological acquisition, markedness constraints outrank faithfulness constraints, Narnaidzikun, 1994. Development involves the demotion of markedness constraints below faithfulness ones. Markedness is fundamental to understand the acquisition process from an OT perspective. For a detailed introduction to acquisition and OT, the reader should refer to Boasma and Level 2003. OT incorporates developments of nonlinear phonology, which make it possible to describe segmental and prosodic aspects simultaneously. However, despite the large array of existing descriptions of child phonological acquisition couched in OT terms, there has hardly been any research on the phonological acquisition of the Chilean variety of Spanish by children younger than 3 years of age. This constitutes an important deficit in this research field, given that the most important phonological progress is made in those young years. Children older than 3.0 have already acquired about 80% of their phonetic repertoire, and this is also that case for the Chilean variety of Spanish, Viveran Lee in 2009. The studies and theoretical views mentioned have applied production error analysis to explain the different solutions children apply to the double complexity problem, relative to the prosodic positions and to the segments that must fill them. If the child is not yet able to produce CCS or does not master COS, a mismatch between these two levels emerges. Hence, an adequate description of the CCS should consider all these aspects. 1.1. The structure of onset clusters in Spanish. The syllable is generally defined as a group of segments around a nucleus, which in Spanish must be a vowel. The onset in Spanish is optional and can have one or two plus consonant segments. If the onset contains a consonant, this can have any value from the sonority scale. But if there are two consonants in the onset, these cannot be contiguous in the sonority scale, and the first one must have less sonority than the second one. Therefore, the only possible complex onset in Spanish is comprised of an obstruent followed by a liquid, dentrano, del teso and Weston 1995. All descriptions of Spanish agree that independently of being in word initial or word medial position, Spanish onsets admit clusters of two consonantal segments, slash p slash, slash b slash, slash f slash, slash t slash, slash d slash, slash k slash, slash pl slash, slash bl slash, slash fl slash, slash kl slash, slash l slash. These clusters consist of a stop or the fricative slash f slash in the first position, and a liquid slash l slash or in the second position, with the proviso that slash t slash and slash d slash can only combine with and never with slash l slash, except in loan words, such as tlaxcalteca, where slash tl slash only represents a lateral occlusion in Nahuatl, CLR Koslarak 1965. A further aspect to be noted is that in Chilean Spanish, the variety here considered, the cluster built by a carinal followed by the rhotic, slash t slash, is generally pronounced with alveolar closure followed by a voiceless frication that is close to that of T. Lopeza 1992. 1.2. Hypotheses and research questions. As mentioned in the introduction, there have been many studies of phonological development focused on the acquisition of consonant clusters. Although clusters may in principle appear in onset and coda position, Spanish hardly has any clusters in the coda. In word final position there are only a few words like biceps, bieps, biceps or thorax to x thorax ending with clusters, which in peninsular Spanish are generally reduced to the fricative s. In word medial position, coda clusters in words like instruinstu or purse because pes pi ca are also reduced to the fricative s in an informal register of that same variety. In Chilean Spanish, unlike in peninsular Spanish, such clusters are reduced in favor of the sonorant, the nasal n in the case of instruirintui and the simple vibrant in purse because pepiques. Coda clusters appear only in a few words that do not belong to child speech. Thus, the present study only considers clusters in onset position, where the evolution of clusters has been generally interpreted as conditioned by the sonority principle of the syllable, predicting that onset have a minimum of sonority, Chin, 1996, Ahala, 1999, Barlow, 2005, Peter Y. Barlow, 2003, Eert, 1999. Consequently, we also set out to finding out whether the initial reduction of clusters in Chilean Spanish follows that principle. How the evolution takes place from the initial reduction to the mastery of both members of a cluster is not clear in the literature, and we thus define it as our second aim. Because our participants were acquiring the Chilean variety of Spanish, we also wanted to find out when and how specific Chilean phenomena, like the retroflexion and assibilation of slash t slash are acquired, given that this phenomenon involves variation. We hypothesize an initial stage in which only one of the segments of the cluster is produced, and we pose the following five research questions. Q1, is the reduction of CC to C led by the sonority principle, and if there are cases of reduction contradicting the sonority principle, how can they be explained? This first question was guided by the result of a previous study on cluster acquisition in peninsular Spanish, where Leo and Prince, 1996, found many cases that contradicted the sonority principle. Q2, what is the following stage after consonant reduction, and what is the prosodic structure of such a stage? Q3, are clusters with the lateral slash L slash acquired before those with the rhotic, as found in Keho, Hilladbov, Dimuth, and Leo, 2008? Q4, when and how appear the Chilean specific properties of the slash T slash cluster production? Q5, to what extent does optimality theory contribute an explanation of the data? 2. The present study. 2.1. Participants. The sample is comprised of 9 children, divided into 4 age groups. Each group contains 2 or 3 participants. Children were recorded for about 4 months each, with a frequency of 2 or 3 times per month. The distribution of the children and the various age groups is detailed as follows. Group 1, age 1, 6, minus 1, 8, number of participants. 3, number of recordings, 34. Group 1, age, 1, 6, minus 1, 8, number of participants, 3, number of recordings, 34. Group 2, H, 1, 9, minus 1, 11, number of participants, 2, number of recordings, 26. Group 3, H, 2, 0, minus 2, 3, number of participants, 2, number of recordings, 20. Group 4, H, 2, 4, minus 2, 8, number of participants, 2, number of recordings, 14. Total, H, 1, 6, minus 2, 8, number of participants, 9, number of recordings, 94. 2.2. Data recordings. Most of the children were recorded at their homes and in the presence of their parents or close relatives to facilitate their social and communicative interaction. Only in 3 specific cases the participants were interviewed at daycare centers, with previous authorization of these institutions. Each session was stored in WAV format in a general database for all the participants. In the database, participants' age at the moment of recording and recording date were coded. Utterances in each session were phonetically transcribed by means of the International Phonetic Alphabet and exported to the Exmoral database. This so-called Petitura editor was developed by Thomas Schmidt and Kai Warner within the Research Center on Multilingualism of the University of Hamburg. For each transcribed session, Exmoral Day specifies several pieces of information, for example whether the utterance is spontaneous or a repetition of the adult word and the phonetic and orthographic transcription of the adult word. See Warner 2012 for a more detailed description of the interface and properties of the program. 2.3. Data analysis. For each child, a total of 354 words with complex onsets were elicited and transcribed, out of which 147 /C+L/ and 207 /C++. It is important to point out that the young age of the subjects made it impossible to apply the test with the same nouns to all children. The word list managed was a reduced version of the list previously prepared, to which the researcher added some words adapted to children's life experience and stored vocabulary. To elicit them, some improvised questions were spontaneously posed. Tonalize the data. The various non-target-like productions by two participants are classified according to the following criteria. A. Maintenance of the first consonant, C1. The child faithfully retains the first element in the output, for example in Bacaro for Blanco. The utterance is also included in case the obstruent is reduced in sonority, as, for example in Pancaro for Blanco. B. Maintenance of the second consonant, C2. The child faithfully produces the second element in the output, for example in La Caro for Blanco. The utterance is also included if the second consonant is substituted by a different sonorant, as, for example, A Caro for Blanco. C. Maintenance of both positions with gliding of the second one, C1 CG, for example in Veggio Caro for Blanco. D. Absence of onset, OV. For example, in A Caro for Blanco. E. Absence of the syllable in which the onset is located, O. Deletion of the whole syllable in which the complex onset is located, for example, in Tia for Fatilla. In these last two cases, the complex onset could not be analyzed. 3. Description of results. 3.1. Initial stage. January 3, 2001. Major pattern, C1. Maintenance of the first consonant, C1, of the cluster. In the sample analyzed, there is an obvious tendency in favor of maintaining the first element, given that from a total of 357 cases evaluated, the first element has been maintained 191 times, which corresponds to 53.5% of the whole sample. The second element is maintained 23 times, which corresponds to only 6.4%. Audio note. In the original article, a table is presented that shows some examples of secondary statements in which the first element of the co is maintained. They are arranged according to the place of articulation and type CC. Tiged form, plaito / plate, child form, part 2, child age, Sophia, 1, 8, 27. Tiged form, globo / balloon, child form, Olo, child age, Emilia, 1, 9, 11. Tiged form, / bici keltar / bike, child form, ketar, child age, Seba P. 2, 6, 22. Tiged form, babo / bravo. Child form, bao, child age, Pascal, 1, 6, 25. Tiged form, Futar/fruit, child form. Futar, child age. Agostina, 2, 3, 29. Tijd form. 10/train, child form. Te. Child age. Pascal, 1, 6, 25. F/C+1. Most of the children in the first stage maintain the first consonant of the CC, C1. This suggests that at this stage of their development, two marked constraints are operating in their grammar. One of the constraints bans complex onsets, complex ons, and the other one bans onsets filled with a liquid, L onset. Taglow for input +/ and output +2. +/, A. +2, complex onst, L onset. +/, root B, +2, max. +/, C. La 2, L onset, max. Complexnst is a constraint that does not allow branching onsets in the output. It is violated in 3a, whereas in 3c, L onset is violated. The latter constraint does not allow the occurrence of liquids in the onset. Therefore, the best candidate at this stage of acquisition is 3b. It only violates max, which disallows deletions. According to optimality conventions, the winner is signaled with the root symbol. In the case of /C++, as well as in /C+1, most of the children maintain C1 during this first stage. This suggests that at this point of their development, beside the structural constraint complex ons, the Markitten's constraint banning /L/ should be extended to also ban liquids in general, /L/ and. In fact, these data showed preference for less sonorous segments in onset position, that is compliance with the onset principle. See the next. Taglow for input /, and output /O. /3, A. /O, complex ons, L onset, ident IO. /3, root B /O, ident IO, max. /3, C. AO, L onset, ident IO, max. The Markitten's constraints operating here are complexnst and liquid, onset, and the faithfulness constraints are ident IO and max. The former precludes modifying features from input to output and is violated by the aproximant. The latter is violated by deletion. Thus, in the previous tableau, the ideal candidate will have a non-branching onset in the initial syllable, filled by a bilabial obstruct. The second onset is filled by the aproximant, which is target-like, given Spanish spirantization. However, we will ignore this phenomenon, as it is beyond the focus of the article, Celius omitted. January 3, 2002 Minor pattern, C2. Maintenance of the second consonant, C2, of the cluster. Although in the sample analyze the maintenance of C1 is much more frequent than the maintenance of C2, recall 53.6% versus 6.4%, the maintenance of the second consonant of CCS has been observed with a certain systematicity, specifically in /L/, /D/, and //, examples in the next table of maintenance of C2 from CC. Cluster. /L/. Target form. /lobo/balloon, child form. Lo, child, age. Agostina, 2, 4, 9. Cluster. /L/. Target form. /lobo/balloon, child form. Lo, child, age. Sebastian P, 2, 6, 22. Cluster. Target form. And D/big, child form. Lendi, child, age. Sebastian P, 2, 6, 22. Cluster. /D/. Target form. /coro/dilo/crocodile, child form. OOIO, child, H. Amelia, 2, 1, 1. The second consonant of the onset cluster /L/ is the word globois, kept systematically. To explain this, it is necessary to introduce two constraints into the analysis. Dorsal onset, which is a Markitten's constraint against dorsal obstruents, and onset, a Markitten's constraint operating in favor of the obligatory nature of onsets, which leads to the canonical CV syllable. In the next table for input /, and output /o, the dorsal onset constraint would account for the fact that some children avoid the production of dorsal obstruents. Moreover, the Markitten's constraint onset outranks liquid onset, which accounts for the fact that, being forced to produce an onset, children prefer to violate liquid onset. Note that candidates 6C and 6D make clear that the motivation to violate the quid onset is to satisfy onst. Logo slash A low O complex dorsal onset L onset ident IO. Logo slash BOO dorsal onset ident IO max. Logo slash root C low O L onset ident IO max. Logo slash DOO onset ident IO max. Within simple onsets, these children produce to avoid the production of syllables without onset. See examples in the next table of singleton in simple onsets. If there are two consonants in an adult onset, they produce the liquid and avoid the dorsal. However, when there is no other option, they do produce the dorsal, in order not to leave the syllable without an onset. Child. Agostina, target form. Slash S-E-U-R-A slash, sure, child form. D-U-A-H. 2. 0. 27. Child. Agostina, target form. Slash real-o slash, gave me, child form. D-L-O-H. 2. 0. 27. Child. Agostina, target form. Slash real-o slash, a present, child form. D-L-O-H. 2. 0. 27. Child. Sebastian P. Target form. Slash unrealo slash, a present, child form. U. Alo, H. 2. 5. 19. Child. Sebastian P. Target form. A2 slash, cat, child form. A2, H. 2. 6. 22. As mentioned above, in the output of slash C plus slash onsets, the second consonant is produced basically in the CCS slash D slash and. The following constraints operate for words like rend, produced as lendy by Sebastian P. Obviously, beside dorsal onset, that is, the prohibition of the consonant in the output initial onset, the child Sebastian P. see the next tableau for input d slash and output lendy, also abides by the constrained caronal onset. Otherwise, he could have chosen to produce, for example, dandy 8d. Note that the two liquid consonants that fill the second position of complex onsets are caronal, too. However, it can be argued that the feature caronal is not distinctive for liquids, as there is no contrast with other places of articulation, since the etymological palatal liquid is pronounced as the epixment slash j slash in Chilean Spanish, as in most other varieties of Spanish, through the phenomenon called iismo. And D slash, A and D, dorsal ends, caronal ends, L onset. And D slash, B and D, dorsal ends, caronal ends, max. And D slash, root C and D, caronal ends, L onset, max. And D slash, D and D, caronal ends, max. And D slash, E and D, caronal ends, onset, max. At this stage of acquisition, that child maintains the second consonant of the cluster, that is the senorent, which means that the candidate lendy is the winner. Note that this candidate contains slash d slash in the onset of the second syllable. The reason for violating caronal onset is that there is no other alternative to slash d slash in the second syllable, and producing slash d slash avoids a violation of onset. This is shown by means of candidate 8e, which loses because of the violation of onset. Liquid senorents in Spanish do not need to be specified as caronals, given that liquids do not contrast with non-caronals. Since here the focus is on clusters, the violations of caronal onset corresponding to the onset of the second syllable have been put in parenthesis. The winner candidate finally is 8C, due to onset, which outranks liquid onset, as at this point of acquisition, it is better to violate a constraint that bans the occurrence of senorents and complies with the obligatory nature of onset. 3.2. Intermediate stage. Glide instead of liquid. After the first stage, characterized by the reduction of the two consonantal segments to one, most participants go into a stage in which both positions of the co are filled, the second one by a glide, though, instead of the liquid of the target, either slash L slash or. Some other children continue to produce one single consonant of the cluster, stage 1, up to the end of the recordings. Within the group of children producing an extrant followed by a glide, C1CG, some show the presence of the glide as a second and last stage, whereas others show this behavior as a second stage before producing both elements in the output. The following tables exemplify some target words containing a diphthong, and show the evolution of the cluster slash C plus L slash and slash C plus slash, produced by the children. Examples of output diphthongs, C1 CGV, resulting from target diphthongs. Child, Sophia, H, 1, 6, 12, target form. Awa slash, water, child form. Awa. Child, Agustina, H, 2. 0, 16, target form, slash Santajo slash, name, child form, Tamtajo. Examples of output diphthongs, C1 CGV, resulting from target slash C plus L slash clusters. Child, Selve, cluster, slash BL slash, target form, Blencoro slash, white, child form, Badgercoro, H, 2, 4, 6. Child, Emilia, cluster, slash BL slash, target form, Abla slash, speak, child form, Umbadger, H, 1, 11, 17. Child, Selve, cluster, slash PL slash, target form, Plantar slash, plant, child form, Pajantar, H, 2, 5, 16. Child, Selve, cluster, slash FL slash, target form, Flo S slash, flowers, child form, Fiorlet, H, 2, 5, 16. Child, Sophia, cluster, slash L slash, target form, logo slash, balloon, child form, Wawa Wawa, H, 1, 8, 1. Child, Manuela, cluster, slash L slash, target form, logo slash, balloon, child form, Wo, H, 2, 4, 27. Child, Emilia, cluster, slash L slash, target form, logo slash, balloons, child form, Wo, H, 1, 10, 17. Child, Agustina, cluster, slash KL slash, target form, slash bicycle-tar slash, bicycle, child form, CKG-tar, H, 2, 2, 11. Examples of output diphthongs, C1 CGV, resulting from target slash C plus slash clusters. Child, Selve, cluster, slash B slash, target form, Libo slash, book, child form, Lio, H, 2, 7, 3. Child, Ico, cluster, slash T slash, target form, 10 slash, train, child form, Telian, H, 1, 9, 25. Child, Pascal, cluster, slash T slash, target form, 10 slash, train, child form, Telian, H, 1. 6, 25. Child, Emilia, cluster, target form, Asaja slash, thank you, child form, Jawasaja, H, 1, 11, 17. 3.3. Final stage, production of both consonants, C1, C2. The third stage is characterized by the production of both elements of the clusters. From an optimality theoretical perspective, this suggests that the faithfulness constrained max outranks the markedness constrained complex onst. Nevertheless, during the acquisition process of faithful forms, not all the participants go through the same stages. Children reach the faithful forms at different rhythms and in different ways. These differences are caused by particular or individual characteristics of the phonological systems of each child, as well as by the articulatory characteristics of the different CCS. The third stage is characterized by the violation of the complex constraint, as both elements of the CC are produced, filling both positions of cos. The production of both consonantal elements in the output is shown in 12 for Agustina and in 13 for Emilia. In some cases, Agustina clearly goes through the three stages, and reaches the final stage, producing the CC, in fact C plus L, a bit later than Emilia, namely after 2, 6. Agustina's stages C1, C1, CG, C1, C2. Cluster, slash PL slash, target form, Platano slash, banana, stage 1, Partano, H, 2, 0.27. Cluster, slash PL slash, target form, slash Kempelea slash, birthday, stage 2, Kempajao, H, 2, 3, 29. Cluster, slash PL slash, target form, Plara slash, beach, stage 3, Plara, H, 2, 6, 5. Cluster, slash KL slash, target form, slash bicycle tar slash bicycle stage 1 iiketar h 2 0 27 cluster slash kl slash target form slash bicycle tar slash bicycle stage 2 cketjitar h 2 3 11 cluster slash kl slash target form slash bicycle tar slash bicycle stage 3 bicycle tar h 2 8 12 Emilia treats the consonant clusters, slash FL slash and slash PL slash differently. The CC slash FL slash, C next table, goes through the three stages. Initial stage, with reduction to the obstruent, the less sonorous segment T. Intermediate or gliding stage, and finally, the stage with the two consonants, that is, the CC. Emilia's initial and intermediate stages are very short-lived, as the child produces the CC very soon, at 1. 10, 22. However, the CCS slash PL slash and slash KL slash first show the preservation of one segment for quite a while. In the case of the slash PL slash CC, there is a certain preference for the sonorant. The intermediate stage is skipped, and both segments are produced in the output. Emilia's stage is C, C1 CG, C1 C2. Cluster, slash FL slash, target form, slash flower slash, flower, stage 1. 2, H, 1, 10, 7, stage 2, H, Fior 1, 10, 7, stage 3, H, Plot 1, 10, 22. Cluster, slash PL slash, target form, platter slash, plate, stage 1, Lalo, H, 1, 9, 23. Cluster, slash PL slash, target form, platter. No slash, stage 3, H, platter 1, 11, 17. 3.4. Comparison of CC obstruent plus lateral and CC obstruent plus rhotic. All along this article, we have seen target clusters comprised of an obstruent in the first position and a sonorant in the second position. Sonorants filling the second position of a tautosyllabic Spanish cluster can be of two types, the lateral slash L slash or the rhotic or vibrant. Some researchers, Kehoe et al. 2008, as well as Nunez Cedinho, 2016, have argued that the cluster comprised of obstruent plus liquid is acquired before the one comprised of obstruent plus rhotic. A comparison of the percentages of target-like production of both types of cluster is illustrated in the next table. The resulting mean percentages of correct cluster production are very similar for the two types of clusters. 13.84% of cluster with lateral and 9.4% of cluster with rhotic. A t-test resulted in no statistical differences, one-tailed, p-level equals 0.07711, or two-tailed, p-level equals 0.15423. Summarizing, although a tendency was observed in favor of the clusters with a lateral over the clusters with a rhotic, these data hardly contribute to differentiate the two types of clusters. Their behavior in relation to percentages of correct production was very similar in both cases. Comparison of correct percentages of obstruent plus lateral and obstruent plus rhotic. Ebstr plus L, slash PL slash, N correct, 8% correct, 20%, Ebstr plus, slash P slash, N correct, 2% correct, 15.4%. Ebstr plus L, slash BL slash, N correct, 3% correct. 15%, Ebstr plus, slash B slash, N correct, 4% correct, 17.4%. Ebstr plus L, slash FL slash, N correct, 3% correct, 9.1%, Ebstr plus, slash F slash, N correct, 0% correct, 0%. Ebstr plus L, slash KL slash, N correct, 3% correct, 15%, Ebstr plus, N correct, 3% correct, 7.5%. Ebstr plus L, slash L slash, N correct, 6% correct, 10.1%, Ebstr plus, slash T slash, N correct, 8% correct, 5%. Ebstr plus, slash D slash, N correct, 1% correct, 11.1%. Ebstr plus L mean, 13.84%. Ebstr plus R mean, 9.4%. 4. Discussion. We have identified three main stages children went through. Stage 1, preservation of one consonant in the output. Stage 2, substitution of a glide for the second onset consonant. Stage 3, retention of both complex onset consonants in the output. Although not all children went through all three stages, most children did. Thus, these stages can be considered developmental cornerstones of phonological acquisition. Note that the first stage had two variants occurring simultaneously, either the obstruent or the senerent was preserved. In the introduction, we proposed five research questions related to the acquisition of consonant clusters that fill syllabic onset positions. Once the production data has been presented and analyzed, we are able to answer those questions with the results obtained. Q1, is the reduction of CC to C led by the sonority principle, and if there are cases of reduction contradicting the sonority principle, how can they be explained? The tendency to maintain the first segment is obvious, given that out of a total of 357 complex onsets evaluated, the first segment is maintained 191 times, which constitutes 53.5% of the whole sample. The second segment is maintained 23 times, which corresponds to 6.4%. This overwhelming difference between the production of C1 and C2 in Spanish is not reported for the first time. For example, Goldstein and Sintron, 2001, showed that in Puerto Rican Spanish, the second element of the cluster was deleted in 59 out of 64 reductions, x. Playa/Paja. The sonority theory seems to be the most adequate hypothesis to explain the preference for the first element in complex onsets. It implies that C1, C2, C1, V structures optimize the structure of the syllable with regard to the number of segments or onset structure, and with regard to sonority requirements. The ideal output syllable in the reduction of onset CC clusters is therefore one that begins with an onset of low sonority followed by a vowel. Q1 also asks for the explanation of cases contradicting sonority. Although in the sample analyzed, maintaining C1 is much more frequent than maintaining C2, the second consonant of an onset consonant cluster is maintained in a relatively systematic way in the case of some cos, especially in /d/ and /l/. In the case of /d/, some subjects prefer to produce the senerent consonant, especially if the next onset of the word is also a senerent, as, for example, in Flores or Cocodrilo. This led onsets to having identical place and manner features. However, in case the vibrant is not yet acquired, it is substituted by the lateral /l/. In the case of /l/, the preference for the senerent seems to be conditioned by a tendency against in some children's phonological inventories. The question still remains open as to why in these cases, /d/, and /l/, children do not prefer the first consonant as they do in most of the other complex onsets. The special status of /d/ in articulatory terms has already been described for Chilean Spanish in former research. For example, Viver, 2009, observed that the CC/D/ had the lowest percentage of correct production, 51%, although the children of that study were older than the ones in the present sample. Bosch, 2004, points out that the difficulty of this co is related to the articulatory proximity of the consonants to one another, given that both are carinals. However, this argument does not hold, taking into consideration that in the CC/T/, the two consonants building the onset are also close in their articulation, but there is not a single case in which the second element has been maintained. Another reason for the different performance between /d/ and /t/ is related to the words with /t/ being much more frequent than those with /d/, which entails that words containing the cluster /t/ are more familiar to the children than words containing /d/, x. Tr3, Kyotrafa, Trentron, Estralista, Etro/a and other. The co, built by a voiced dorsal stop and a simple vibrant, also showed a strong tendency to maintain the second consonant in the output. To explain this behavior, we may assume that those children who do not maintain the consonant in the co output do not have it in their phonological repertoire. Nevertheless, the evidence obtained from simple onset shows that this consonant may indeed occur in children's phonological repertoire. This type of result does not agree with the claim made by Bozazmet, 1993, that the typical mistakes found in the CC are also present in the production of isolated consonants. In fact, here, optimality theory offers an insightful solution, Consonant clusters including a dorsal are generally reduced to the senorent, but singleton dorsals are often preserved. Both situations abide by an outranking onset constraint. That is, if there is a choice, as in the case of consonant clusters, the liquid is preferred. But if the input onset only has one position, this must be filled with whatever consonant is available, also a dorsal. About the Co/L/Vivere, 2009, also observed a preference to maintain the second element in the output, given that in 11 out of 13 cases of omission of one of the consonants, the first consonant was deleted, producing the lateral in the output. Just as in the case of /T/Versus/D/, the opposition /KL/Versus/GL/ is given probably by the sonority of the first element of the co. And just as in /T/Onsets, the first element was maintained without exception, the same is true for /KL/. It is also important to consider that voiced stops in Spanish undergo weakening processes in certain prosodic positions, which could make the perception of these sounds more difficult in complex structures, such as the cos. The fact that in the CCS involving bilabial voiced stops, all children maintained the first element could be related to the additional visual information available for the production of bilabial consonants, which is not the case for carinals or especially for dorsals. Q2, what is the following stage after consonant reduction, and what is the prosodic structure of such a stage? After the first stage, characterized by the reduction of the two consonant segments to one, most of the participants show the appearance of a glide in the second position of the output company. To explain the obstruent plus glide output type, it is necessary to take into consideration that particular phonotactic characteristics of the Spanish syllable, where rising diphthongs have a considerable frequency of appearance, Gil-Agalia 1966. Consequently, Spanish-speaking children should have much early experience in dealing with diphthongs, which is also projected in their treatment of the co in the second stage. The utterances in 9 and 10 indicate that the child grammar admits the production of rising diphthongs, which are independent from the production of CCS, as in most cases their production precedes that of the diphthongs that substitute for CC. From an optimality theoretical perspective, just as we have a constrained complex onset, which is justified by the existence of languages which do not tolerate consonant clusters in the onset, we have also a constraint against complex syllable nuclei, justifiable by the existence of languages which do not tolerate diphthongs. 15. Compulsion nucleus. Complexity of the nucleus penalizes complex syllable nuclei. Thus, these children prefer to violate compulsion nucleus than complex onset, as evidenced by the rendering of two consonantal sequences as an obstruent followed by a glide JW. The output tein for the word /10/ can be accounted for in OT by the hierarchy of constraints. 16. 16. Complexus tmexia compulsion nucleus. According to this analysis, rising diphthongs fill the syllable nucleus, whereas the consonant cluster fills the onset. Both configurations, rising diphthongs and consonant clusters, match those of the adult language. Kehoe, Hilladbov, Dimitz and Le, 2008, conclude that in the early acquisition stages some children treat rising diphthongs as belonging to the onset, that is, as consonant clusters. However, here we claim that some children follow the opposite path, turning consonant clusters into diphthongs. This aspect of language presents much variation both between different languages and much individual variation, as well, see, for example, Barlow 2005. Q3, are clusters with the lateral /L/ acquired before those with erotic, as found in Kehoe et al. 2008. The comparative table of correct percentages of obstruent plus lateral and obstruent plus rhotic shows that there are some differences between the percentages of correct production of CCS with the lateral and those with orthotic, in general being a bit higher in the former clusters, although the percentages do not show significance when both types of clusters are submitted to T-tests. Thus, there is a certain tendency in favor of clusters with a lateral over those with orthotic. Q4, when and how appear the Chilean-specific properties of cluster production? One of the main characteristics of Chilean pronunciation involves the cluster /tr/, which is produced with retroflexion and oscillation. However, this typical Chilean feature is stigmatized and avoided nowadays by educated speakers. Although several cases of target/TR/ were included in the works used to elicit child production of clusters, we did not find any special feature that would differentiate this cluster from the rest of clusters in the words produced by the children. We then inspected the adult productions that we had recorded, and realized that the few cases of /TR/ produced by adults in our records were always produced with standard pronunciation, without retroflexion or assibilation. It should be noted that the parents of all children interviewed have some higher education, and that Kenspkuen is one of the most important Chilean universities. This is thus an open question yet, which should be focused in future research. Q5, to what extent does optimality theory contribute an explanation of the data? Optimality theory suggests basically that the outputs in the first acquisition stages are structurally and segmentally unmarked and therefore not faithful to the input, in case the latter involves some markedness. This is related to the proposal that in the initial stage of acquisition markedness constraints outrank faithfulness constraints, Nunezikan 1994. From an optimality theoretic perspective, we say that the responsible constraints for the appearance of CV instead of other syllable types, CCV or V, in the output are onset and complex onst. As already pointed out, these constraints have a phonetic as well as a typological base. Both constraints are of the markedness type. They are violated by those languages that belong to the type allowing onsettled syllables and or complex onsets. That is branching onsets with two consonantal positions. The case of the obligatory nature of the onset is related to phonetic aspects, given that the transition pattern between consonant and vowel, CV, maximizes perception of the syllabic nucleus, see Wright 2004, as according to Warner, Smits, McQueen and Cutler, 2005. 60 at least in some diphthongs, the preceding sound carries information about height and backance of an upcoming vowel with regard to the constrained complex onst. It takes quite a long time until children are able to violate it, that is, to fill both onset positions. During the process of language acquisition, that productions progressively become more marked if the target language demands it. Finally, the structural reordering of constraints stops when the language learner does not detect differences between his or her output and the target language anymore. Levelt, Schiller and Levelt 1, 9, 9, 9, 2, 0, 0, 0. That means that the acquisition process consists in a gradual hierarchical restructuring between the markedness and the faithfulness constraints. Nunezikan, 1994. Boasma and Levelt 2003. Levelt, Schiller and Levelt 1, 9, 9, 9, 2, 0, 0, 0. To account for the hierarchical structuring process, following stages have been identified, see, 3.5, above. Stage 1. Phase 1, children violate max and abide by the constraint spanning pre-production of complex onsets. I and I O is often violated by the consonant retained. Stage 1. Phase 2. The child grammar is similar to the previous one, except that the first element of the cluster appears faithfully and modified in the output. A further type of hierarchy has to do with the preservation of the second element, that is the liquid, observed only in some cos, slash d slash, slash l slash and. Stage 2, the gliding of the second consonant of CC implies a violation of complex nucleus and the outranking of complexnst over complex nucleus. Stage 3, child grammar moves forward from the gliding of the second element to the retention of both elements in the complex onset. The second stage shows that the prosodic skeleton develops before the segments, since a new prosodic position is developed, which is filled by a different segment as the target one, namely a glide instead of a liquid consonant. Thus, the skeleton is faithfully fulfilled, in the sense that it reproduces our complex or double position, whereas segments are not faithful, since the liquid is replaced by a glide. 5. Conclusions. The purpose of this study was to investigate the L1 acquisition of complex onsets by Chilean Spanish children. One of the conclusions we obtained from this study is that during the first stages of acquisition, speakers of Chilean Spanish have a clear tendency to reduce the syllable CCV to CV, and to preserve the first and less sonorous element of the complex onset. In consequence, this study supports the claim that the reduction of consonant clusters and complex onsets can be accounted for by the sonority pattern, Chin 1996, Ahal 1999. Barlow 2005, p. Pater and Barlow 2003, Eart 1999. The preservation of the second consonant in the output was only found with a certain regularity in the complex onset slash L slash, slash D slash and. It is not clear why these cuz have a different behavior compared to all the other cuz analyzed in this sample. The difference between slash D slash and slash T slash can be related to the frequency of appearance of these onsets in child Spanish. Furthermore, it is well known that voiced stops are marked than voiceless stops. One of the most interesting aspects of the studies related to the acquisition of consonant clusters is the relationship between the articulatory behavior of the consonants in isolated position and within consonantal groups. In this study, the conclusion is that the asymmetry existing between the group slash C plus L slash and the group slash C plus slash in keeping the first element or the second, respectively, is due to the articulatory difficulty that vibrants present to Spanish-speaking children, Bosch, 2004. Serra and Ravenos, 1984, Gonzalez, 1989, Meraz Martinez, 1991, Viver and Leon, 2009. Nevertheless, this relationship between an isolated consonant and a consonantal group does not work as an explanation for the case of the co slash L slash, where in a few occasions the subjects maintain the second element. This solution, the production of a senerant instead of an obstrunt, could indicate that the child is not yet able to produce the dorsal obstrunt. Nevertheless, in cases where the onset only consists of the singleton, children prefer to produce the simple onset, independently of the articulation point, instead of producing an empty onset. About the behavior of the hierarchy of constraints, it can be concluded that both types of complex onsets, with lateral and with vibrant, show a great similarity. The only differences found in the data are related to the fact that complex slash C plus L slash onsets show more cases of maintenance of the second element. About the second stage, where we observe the production of a glide in the second position of the complex onset, we conclude that the constrained complex nucleus is the most adequate Markitons constraint to account for the process of gliding in Spanish-speaking children, because rising diphthongs have a considerable frequency of appearance in this language, which leads the child to soon demote this constraint, given its numerous violations. Finally, it can be concluded that the dominance of Markitons over faithfulness is valid for all participants in the first acquisition stage, until demotion of Markitness takes place.